Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minimalism Made Simple podcast. My name is Rebecca, and I'm the blogger over at minimalismmadesimple.com. I encourage you to head on over to that website to check out our free printables. I also recently just launched my ebook, which is called Why Minimalism? The Choice is Simple, and I'll leave a link for that in the description below. Thank you so much for tuning in today, and let's get started with today's episode. Hi, everyone. Thank you for tuning in today, and I'm coming back with another season of Minimalism Made Simple. So today's topic is why comparison is the thief of joy. So comparison is a natural human tendency. We often compare ourselves to others in various aspects of life, including our careers, relationships, wealth, and physical appearance. While it is natural to compare ourselves to others, it is also detrimental to our mental health and well-being. Theodore Roosevelt once said, "Comparison is the thief of joy." And this statement holds true for many reasons. When we compare ourselves to others, we are often felt or left felt inadequate or unhappy, and we begin to focus on what we lack rather than what we have, leading to a sense of dissatisfaction with our lives. So let's go ahead and dive into some reasons why comparison is the thief of joy. So number one is that it leads to unrealistic expectations. We often compare ourselves to people who have achieved success in their lives without considering the journey that took them to get there. We forget that everyone's journey is different, and success is not always measured by the same standards. For example, we may compare our career progress to that of a colleague who seems to have achieved more success than us. However, we may not know the sacrifices that they made to get there or the challenges that they faced along the way. By comparing ourselves to others, we set unrealistic expectations for ourselves, leading to disappointment and dissatisfaction. Number two is that it leads to a negative self-image. When we constantly compare ourselves, we begin to focus on our flaws and shortcomings. We start to believe that we are not good enough or that we are not capable of achieving success. This negative self-image can have a significant impact on our mental health and overall well-being. It can lead to feelings of anxiety, depression, and low self-esteem. We may begin to doubt our abilities and lose confidence in ourselves, which can hinder our progress and success. Number three is that it leads to a sense of jealousy and resentment towards others. So we often focus on what they have and what we do not. This can lead to feelings of envy and bitterness towards those who have achieved success or have something they desire. These negative emotions can be toxic and can lead to strange relationships with others. We may become resentful towards those who have what we want, leading to a sense of isolation and loneliness. The next one is that it can distract us from our goals. When we are constantly comparing ourselves to others, it can be difficult to focus on our own goals and aspirations. We become so focused on what others have that we lose sight of what matters most, and that is our own ambitions, dreams, and desires. We waste time worrying about other people's achievements instead of focusing on our own progress. This can lead to an unproductive cycle that can prevent us from reaching our full potential. And last but not least is that it robs us from experiencing joy in the present moment. So comparison steals away the joy that we could be feeling in the present. We are so focused on how others are doing or what they have that we are missing out on the good things happening in our own lives. We become so consumed with comparison that it takes away our ability to appreciate and enjoy what is right in front of us. We forget to be grateful for what we have and miss out on experiencing joy in the present moments. So before we end today's episode, I want to ask you a question. How can we avoid the trap of comparison and find joy in our lives? The first step is to focus on our own journey and progress. We should celebrate our success and achievements, no matter how small they may seem. By focusing on our own personal journey, we can build our confidence and self-esteem, which may lead to greater success and happiness within. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And don't forget that you can find my ebook, and I'll leave a link in the description. And I'll go ahead and catch you in the next episode. Bye-bye.